Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Still with regard to that lengthy hadith of Hadrat Sulaim radiyallahu ta'ala anha, whose child had passed away, and how brave she went through the whole episode, and how and great lessons that we have to learn from her, that how we should also conduct ourselves at such times of difficulties. And this is all in the chapter of Sabr, that we develop the quality of sabr and we learn to be satisfied with the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith teaches us that a righteous Muslim woman who is patient and who sees to the comfort of her husband is richly rewarded in this world and the year after. When her child had passed away, she was still very concerned, "I must make my husband happy." She had prepared good food for him. He was fasting on that day. And also she had dressed up and made herself very beautiful so that he would have relations with her also. In spite of her child having had passed away, and the janazah of the child is in the house, but the matters of deen she put above there. That for a wife to look after her husband, make her husband, is so important that even in those difficult times that she goes out of her way. And this really needs a person with a very strong heart of iman. Then a person can do this. And for that, a person has to be continuously making effort on his iman and making the iman strong. Then, when such occasions come, a person can manage all this and do the right things. Sulaim radiyallahu ta'ala anha was married to Malik ibn Nadar before she accepted Islam. He refused to accept Islam and fled to Syria. She then married Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is narrated in another hadith that Sulaim radiyallahu ta'ala anha was a brave woman who would go out with the men into the battlefield and treat the wounded. She was an extremely brave woman even in other matters, where normally the women were not given permission to go out for jihad. She was given permission on various occasions by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what work she could do within her parda, she should do, looking after the wounded, etc., and those in that needed attention. And even on the battlefield, she was extremely brave. And this is a quality which is not normally found to this extent in a woman, but she was blessed with exceptional qualities. Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had great love for this son, Zayd ibn Sahal, and was saddened when he became ill. When the child became ill, naturally the father, everyone in the family becomes ill. The parents become very sad that our child is ill. On the day the son had passed away, Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in the state of fasting and arrived home late. From Sulaim radiyallahu ta'ala anha's initial response to his question, he thought the child was no longer ill, and this comforted him. When he came home and he asked, "How is my son doing? How is he feeling? He's ill." So she said, "He's much more comfortable now." Meaning she meant that he has passed away now, and now he's in comfort. He's a little minor, he has got no gunas on him, and he's gone in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. While the husband took the meaning that he has got, he's better now, and he's feeling better. Like that she comforted him, and she did not speak a word of lie also, and she made her husband happy. After that she had fed him well, and also she shared the beard with him. Her patience and courage at the loss of a child was extraordinary. She not only bore the tragedy with patience, but also comforted her husband by creating a pleasant environment in their home. This is also one great duty of the wife, that she makes the husband feel very comfortable at home. The home is a place where a person should find comfort. and a wife is a person, and nikah is an institution for the comfort of a person, that a person feels comfortable at home, comfortable with his wife. And if we do follow the true teachings of Deen, then our homes will be the places of comfort, and not, unfortunately, as many homes, there are only fights in the house, there are only arguments all the time, there is no happiness within the home. So if we observe the Islamic teachings, Allah will bless us with this wonderful life of peace and tranquility in this world also, and then of course in the Akhirat. But if we don't have that Islamic way of life, and we are looking for that peace and happiness in the ways of the non-Muslims, then what they are going through, unfortunately we are also going through that. The amount of divorces that are taking place, which were first only in non-Muslim people's homes, today unfortunately we have to face that. The amount of other illnesses, mental conditions of people, because we are following the ways of the enemies of Islam, those same things are coming into our homes also. A person is not having peace of mind, contentment of heart. This is Allah is kept in Islam, but not in the name of Islam, but following in the teachings of Islam, then a person will get this. Allah Ta'ala bless Umm Sulaym's radiyallahu ta'ala anha sincerity of intention with the excellent reward of pious offspring. When she made this sabr, and what great sabr she made. And then Allah Ta'ala blessed her with children that all became great, great ulama and served the deen. By that they have served humanity in the most perfect and highest form. And in the Akhirat they will be getting the greatest rewards from Allah Ta'ala forever and ever. Through the blessed dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and her sincerity of intention with the excellent reward, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made special dua for them also, all because she had she lived her time at the difficult time according to the commands of Allah. Today we are just invited for some social gathering, and where the laws of Allah are broken, we don't observe any command of Allah Ta'ala. Every time we say Allahu Akbar, and so many times we say it in namaz, so many times we hear it in adhan, but the greatness of Allah, it does not come in our heart. And the greatness of the command of Allah, we easily break almost every command of Allah at every turn of our lives. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were the complete opposite, that they just could not think of breaching the law of Allah in any way whatsoever. It was an impossible thing, and therefore Allah made them the greatest people in the world after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. May Allah bless us also to understand His great commandments and how great Allah Ta'ala is. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.